Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices right now at DSW. Update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
TV I Say with Ashley Ray. Another episode of TV I Say with Ashley Ray. Another episode of TV I Say with Ashley.
Welcome to TV I Say with Ashley Ray, your go-to podcast for discovering what to watch on TV and getting behind-the-scenes insight from the people who make the shows you love. Today, I had to bring in two reality show experts, Emma Gray and Claire Fallon. You know them from the Love to See It podcast. They usually talk about The Bachelor, Real Romance shows. We were going to have a big old Love is Blind extravaganza today. That was the plan. But you know what happens when you make plans. Netflix slaps you in the face. And that's what Netflix did, because their amazing live reunion that they hyped did not happen and was not live. So we had to adapt. We didn't get to watch the episode until the next day. So we're going to still get to it. We're going to get into the memes, the jokes, the Netflix failure of it all. We're going to talk about that. But before we do, I'm going to share my watch list, what I've been looking at, because there is so much TV back, baby. Now, I promise you, no spoilers. You know how we do here at TV, I Say. So don't be afraid. I'm just going to give you some things to watch that I have been enjoying now that we are back. Ooh, we are back in the just thick of it, because a certain, I guess you'd call it a sitcom, is back. Barry, famous comedy, at least at the Emmys. Barry, the comedy that makes you feel like you're having a heart attack. Barry, the comedy that is terrifying. Barry, it is back. We got two amazing, amazing episodes. I believe when showrunners and producers and writers say things like, oh, I look at my TV show like a movie, they're wrong. That's a silly thing to say. A TV show is a TV show. And usually the people who say that just don't have respect for the medium of TV, and they need to believe they're creating something different, like a film that just is structured like a TV show. But no, what you're doing is making television, which, you know, for decades now has taken many forms and formats. But when Bill Hader says Barry is a movie, he's the only person who is right. He's the only person who gets to say that, because Barry is a movie. These two episodes that we got to see had such an amazing rhythm, and so much happens in such little time, but they're complete arcs for every major character. Like I said, no spoilers. I'm not going to say too much, because so much happens, but you see that so many of these characters are still dealing with the same triggers, the same problems, even though nearly everyone has had a huge reversal of fortune or their situation. So I have no idea where the season's going to go, and that makes me so, so excited. So Barry, welcome back, baby. Welcome back, Barry. I love that show, and I'm so happy that we got to team it up with Succession. After the Netflix Love is Blind failure, I think all of us were just like sitting at our TVs counting down, like, oh, if Netflix doesn't get this going by like 5:45, it's over. Like, that is when I will be jumping over to Succession, which is exactly what I did. And goodness, what an episode. It's almost one of those things where it's like, I don't know if it was better than last week's, Connor's Wedding. it's like the other side of the show when it comes to like what I love about Succession. If, you know, Connor's wedding was what the show does at its best in big moments and high drama, you know, that and say what happened with Kendall and the waiter in season one, that was, say, Connor's wedding. This episode, this is what happens when Succession is just like at its silliest. When you really have like Shiv Roy falling down steps, when you have Tom at the back of a memorial just like talking smack, when you just have Tom truly being like, well, if I may, I'm just here to serve. And what about me as CEO? And Frank coming at him with the, okay, man, like, let me just present this to you as a friend. No one likes you. It is Succession at its best tone and rhythm when it comes to comedy and being absolutely vicious. I cannot say enough about Marcia. Marcia Roy returns to the estate, to the Roy estate, to her rightful claim to the throne, which is that of queen, because she is Queen Marcia and she lets Carrie know it. And that scene, if I could tattoo a scene of television to my chest, it would be Marcia Roy going, we're getting Carrie a taxi to the subway so she can go home to her little apartment. With that, oh, the cadence, the rhythm, Emmy across the board. Sorry to all the other shows. Oh, that moment, it got me. So, whew, Succession, wherever you take me this final season. Oh, Captain, my Captain, I'm in. Oh, look at me making a movie reference, right? That's the one with Robin Williams, the kid stand on the desk, right? I dated a guy who made me watch that so many times. Anyway, next up on the watch list, I have been diving deep into Paramount Plus because, I don't know, I got a free trial, but I started with Rise of the Pink Ladies. It's a Grease prequel set in the like 1950s or 40s. There's a lot of talk about communists, but actually like the era it's set in is very unclear because there's like desegregation, but I don't know. Anyway, it's a prequel to Grease that explains how the Pink Ladies came to be. Honestly, you know, I'm an American child, red-blooded kid. I was obsessed with Grease as a kid, right? Like, don't we all have that period when we're like, I don't know, 7 to mid-13 when you're just like, Grease is so fun. Ah. So, yeah, there's something about it where I'm like, yeah, I see the joy in telling the story of the Pink Ladies. It is a diverse cast, but not in a way that's forced or, you know, nonsensical. They do include it in the plotline. There is a lot about how there is discrimination. But again, it's like, well, what? Okay, you know, like it's an interesting look on race and diversity in this musical world. But at the same time, there is an entire dance number where, like, these races from a painting, like, come alive and do a little dance number with, like, these fake KKK costumes. So just, like, just the same kind of corny tone as the Grease movie where you're like, is that the choice you wanted to make? Okay. I will say that I'm absolutely in on it. It kind of fills the same gap that Daisy Jones and the Six did where you absolutely know it's not, you know, realistic to the world of Grease, but it's fun enough and everyone's having a good time and the actors are great that you're just like, yeah, sure, I buy it. Okay, this is how the Pink Ladies came to be. Why not? Okay, I'm in. It's that easy sometimes. So, you know, Rise of the Pink Ladies on Paramount Plus. What else I've been watching on Paramount Plus, because when you finish all the episodes that are available of Pink Ladies, it will start playing this other show automatically called School Spirits. And if you don't feel like moving, next thing you know, you're two episodes deep and you're like, hey, this is pretty interesting. And that is what happened to me with our next show on the watch list, School Spirits. It is basically, if you're aware of the show Ghosts on CBS, which, again, I love. Also want to give that a shout out on the watch list because it did come back from hiatus a few weeks ago. We've had two new episodes. I have not shouted them out, but I do want to talk about Pete's Daughter's Wedding ep that just came out last week. It was really charming. Really what I love about the show Ghosts. Ghosts, a complete hit on CBS. CBS looked at that and went, we need more shows with ghosts. Ghosts, that's where it is. People love ghosts. And I guess they looked at their streaming platform and went, well, this is for children and younger people. So what if we had a show with ghosts and younger people? And that is how I believe School Spirits came to exist. It is a show about a girl who goes missing. She doesn't remember, though, like how she's gone missing in our world, but her spirit is haunting her high school. And she realizes there are other ghosts that are her age also haunting this high school, because anyone who dies at the high school stays there. That is ghost rules. You know, if you die on the property, you stay on the property. So she knows she's dead, but like she doesn't remember what happened. No one can find her body. She can't find her body. So it's like very weird. And she starts bonding with these other ghosts, but realizes she has like a special ability to connect with a living person. Oh, see? But again, it's in a high school, so it's not the show Ghosts, because it's a high school. And there's like a range of like funny, charming ghosts from a variety of decades. One of them is a hippie girl who like they all think did bad drugs. Oh, wow. No, her name isn't Flower. It's something else. Because again, it's not the show Ghosts. It is School Spirits, and it's about teenagers. But it does just cover all the same archetypes. But what I'll say is it's a really engaging show. It's pulled me in. It has a real love for the teen drama. Each episode is named after a classic show, like, you know, Dazed and Confused, you know, little puns with ghosts in them, Seance, anything, for example. So it does do a great job sending up to all of these different just genres within the teen coming of age experience, which I love as a person who just celebrates all things pop culture. So there's something really fun about it. Also, an amazing himbo performance from the football player love interest ghost in the show. And you know I love a show with a good himbo. So I gotta give it up for that. That is, you know, really what I want to celebrate on the watch list. I also want to give a shout out to Saturday Night Live. We had the episode with Quinta Brunson, which was great. And then we got Molly Shannon, which was also great. But I'm surprised there wasn't a little more buzz around it. But I think also it was very kind of Molly focused in a way where she almost just kind of blended in with the SNL cast so much. It didn't feel like we had sort of a guest host, you know? It just was like, oh, is this the SNL, all SNL episode? Because she's such a stellar SNL cast member, you know? She knows the show. She's made basically what the show is today. That's all thanks to Molly. So I love the Molly Shannon episode as someone who, you know, screams when, you know, she says superstar, because I love Molly Shannon. But I think people were expecting maybe a few more pop-ups, like maybe from her old castmate, Anna Gasteyer, who also has a big show out right now. So it was a little like, well, where's that? But this past weekend, we got an episode with Anna de Armas, and, you know, she really did try. But what I loved in the episode is that Molly Carney, SNL's new cast member, who is one of my favorite comics, got to have a weekend update moment that was absolutely hilarious. They addressed, you know, what is happening in this country against trans children. It was also very funny, and they got to hang from the ceiling. So I have to recommend that moment. So if you're someone who doesn't watch Saturday Night Live, like me and my mother, and you just watch the highlights, go and give yourself a treat. Go watch some of the Molly Shannon episode, and then go watch Molly Carney on the Anna de Armas episode in Weekend Update. You're going to enjoy that. You're going to like that. You're going to laugh. So there you go. That is my watch list. And that's real. There was even more. Bob's Burgers, The Great North, Last Week Tonight. Those are just shows I was watching while I waited for Love is Blind to be on. But you know what? We're going to talk all about it after the break. I will be joined by Emma Gray and Claire Fallon to dive into the Love is Blind season 4 reunion. So stick around.
Hi. Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. Whether I'm on TV or Broadway, I live by two rules. Follow your dreams and always wear great shoes. That's why I love DSW. Must-have shoes that pair well with whatever you've dreamed up for your life. Seriously, DSW has all the shoes you need for everything, from errand days to date nights. And they're from top brands at prices you can totally brag to all your friends about. That's why I've partnered with DSW to create a collection of shoes I know you'll love. Because, let's be real, whether I'm dancing on TV, teaching you how to make the perfect cocktail in my best-selling book, or starting a whole new venture, it's all about the shoes. Find the shoes to do all the amazing things you do in my new collection at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Welcome back, TV Club. I knew that I had to call upon some reality dating show experts to help me break down the Love is Blind season 4 reunion. You know them as the hosts of the Love to See It podcast, where they recap The Bachelor and a slew of other dating shows. I want to welcome Emma Gray and Claire Fallon. Welcome to TV Club.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited to be here on this auspicious post-Netflix meltdown day.
Is Mercury retrograde? Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I'm a little afraid to tape, actually.
Yeah.
You're like, honestly, what will go wrong? Is our audio going to start glitching? I can start just like tapping the mic wildly if you want right? to really get in the mood.
So let's like break down this mishap for listeners, because shockingly this morning, a lot of people were asking me like, what do you mean something happened with the Love is Blind reunion? I didn't hear anything about this. There hasn't been, I'm shocked, like a real like article breaking down this wild timeline of events.
I need an oral history of yes. like backstage in yeah. the green room.
In the green room, we on stage the when they all like, yeah, they all came out. The live audience, like, what were you doing sitting there the like 2 hours before they finally decided we messed up. We just have to like tape this and do something. So originally Netflix says, hey, we're going to do our first live reunion. Has Netflix done anything like this before? Yes, they did the Chris Rock special live. Didn't seem to have any problems with that. They did a few live things when they had the Netflix is a Joke comedy festival in LA. No issues there. Guessing those shows didn't have big audiences because they're not Love is Blind.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Love is Blind is bigger than Chris Rock now.
Yeah, that's sorry, but true.
Yes. Love is Blind is like the number one across multiple countries. And you are heavily promoting this.
Yeah, I mean, it's their biggest hit. You know, people are excited. We're all ready to tune in. And at 5 o'clock when it's supposed to start, you just get like an error message, or you couldn't even get the live thing to come up. It's just like not working. People are trying different devices. Personally, I was like on two different laptops, a phone, an iPad.
Mine wouldn't even show up on mobile. It wouldn't show up on my laptop or my phone. I could only get it on my TV. And even then I would like click it. And the purple screen saying, yes. like, this is starting soon would come up. And then it would try to reload. And then it would say, this cannot be played right now. And it was just a cycle of me doing that for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Say what you will about, you know, network TV. They know how to air a show at more or less exactly the time that they told you it was going to
exactly the time.
Yeah.
It's kind of their thing.
Even when they're like, uh-oh, a football game aired. They know how to handle it, okay? Yeah. And so Netflix has no real reason to mess this up. They should know what traffic demand might look like. They should know the excitement of people who, like, stay up until midnight to watch this show. But they weren't ready. And so they eventually decided, okay, we're just going to record something and put it up immediately. They record a reunion. And at some point in the night, some people are like, oh my gosh, I'm able to see it. If you like had the live thing loading, if you fast forwarded an hour ahead, you were able to finally start it. And so yes. those people did that. And then brilliant geniuses that they are went, let me live stream this on TikTok for the people and on YouTube Live. So there was a secondary audience of people who watched the whole reunion. just through TikTok Live and like
that's
Instagram.
That's the kind
Live.
Of democratic thinking I like to see.
That's
what I should have done today to expand my platform, because at some point they like took it down. Emma yes. tried to click into it. I had left my window open.
Yeah.
I could still watch it. So this morning I watched the reunion that other people couldn't access. I could have made bang.
And yeah, I tried to rewatch and I was completely locked out.
Yeah.
I watched it in a very odd way where I like did manage to get it during the live, but it was already like 15 to 20 minutes in. So I started in the middle and then watched to the end. And then on like the fifth try was able to rewind to the part that I had missed, like just a complete
mess
from top to bottom.
Yeah, for me, I was completely locked out, just kept getting the error message and all these people on Twitter yelling at me going, you just have to click the fast forward button. And I'm like, there's no fast forward. I'm losing my mind. You're all gaslighting me. Like, this is tearing this country apart. I'm just angry. And finally, it just like they showed a photo of like a like you're like, oh, OK, I guess the episode is up. But it was just a photo. You couldn't click on it. And then on Twitter, they were like, hey, we're so sorry. Here's a picture of everyone at the reunion. It'll be up at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And my stupid, like, stoned ass was like, oh, 12 midnight. Because that's usually when Netflix puts new things up. So I was like, I just have to stay up another hour. It'll be up at midnight. Fine. I get midnight. I'm immediately on the app. And it's the same thing. I'm just like, why won't it let me click? And then I look and I'm like, oh, because I'm stupid. They're doing it at noon. So we had to wait like a...
Why would you think
why
that?
Why would it take them until noon Pacific the next
noon,
day? It was supposed to air at 8 p.m. Eastern.
And it wasn't supposed to be edited because it was supposed to be live. So
live?
Just
so what are we
up.
Editing? Just put it out there. And it was edited this morning. I was waiting as soon as it... I gave it time this morning. I waited until 12:04. And as soon as it did, I was like, let's go. I'm truly canceling my subscription. I'm so angry.
I saw someone tweet, like, we are all entitled to share one password now.
Yeah.
And I agree.
It's
the least they could do for us.
It's the least they could do.
What were they doing? I imagine they were trying to fix the audio issues. I didn't watch the edited version because
we only saw the live version.
Yeah.
I saw the live version. Did they fix the fact that the audio, like, skipped and repeated every 5 seconds in the edit?
Yes. So there were clearly some audio issues because you could tell a few times, like when the people were talking into their microphones, they were getting like either weird feedback and they would like stop for a minute, or it just like sounded weird in the background. So I think they tried to clean that up, but all of the captions were completely off. Like all the captions were super, super slow compared to when they were talking. So I still was just like, what did you do with all this extra time?
Did they cut out the part where Vanessa had to tell someone in the control room that their mic was on, or did they leave that in?
They cut that out. See, that's the experience I wanted. And now I'm, you two are filling me in on everything. So I want to hear your experiences with this reunion, please. What shocked you? What moments made you go, wow, I would have tweeted about this if we were all watching at the same time?
I thought this reunion was such a disaster.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was so badly done. We've said this from season one. Nick and Vanessa, they are not journalists. They are not equipped. They are no Andy Cohen. They do not come properly prepared.
They are no Sean
Robinson. No.
I just got to give Sean a shout out.
Like, literally anyone who has a long-running career of doing interviews. They're not any of those people. I've just been very immersed in Scandoval. So Andy Cohen is top of mind.
Oh,
and
yes.
Bravo is also just very good at, like, if they're going to bring up some text messages,
have it on the screen.
Put them up on the screen.
Have it on the screen. Okay. Bravo knows how to do her union.
Exactly. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing talking around some text messages from Jackie and just gesturing at them?
Like, something Bravo made clear last night when they were throwing so much shade at Netflix. They were like, we know how to do a reunion. We would have been ready for this. We wouldn't have had you waiting. And Netflix does this thing where they're referring to, like, oh, maybe Marshall went out with someone. And it's like, Bravo would have had footage, photos.
Yes.
Like,
right. Remind us who Keisha is.
Had no idea who he was even talking about. I was just like, that could be any person in the pods or, like, I don't know, someone's friend. I had no idea.
I was Googling different spellings of Keisha Love is Blind to see what
I finally found her, but it took like 15 minutes.
Yeah. And I think she had maybe one conversation with Chelsea. I don't even remember. I just remember it was like, and she literally just had at that point the label like Chelsea's friend. And I was like, oh, that's how you know she's not going farther in the show. Like, they weren't even, like, calling her, like, contestant number, blah, blah, blah. She was just, like, in the pods and already being labeled as someone's friend. And I was like, girly.
Brutal. Brutal. Yeah,
you're not making it to the vacation. Sorry.
Yeah, one of the moments that would have had, like, the most impact was completely undermined by their lack of preparation. Because when we get to litigating the conflict between Jackie and Marshall, she alleges that he said something extremely derogatory and pressed her on what that was. Yeah. And then Marshall references text messages that were leaked of Jackie's that indicated the kind of things she said to him in their conversations. And they don't have the text messages ready.
Right. They're alluding to the fact that Jackie may have said some things that were homophobic and Marshall said some things that were transphobic.
Yeah.
And they do a terrible job of, first of all, actually telling the audience what it is that they're trying to litigate in the first place.
Yeah. The context was very unclear for like even the conversation. And it also confused me because Jackie said, it was like off camera, but they were filming because they were filling out their marriage certificate. So like there were cameras. And I was just like, if you could pull out the cuties footage for Zainab and Cole last season, there's definitely like filling out our marriage certificate like footage somewhere. Like, what are we talking about?
And also, if you're gonna then allude to these like derogatory things that were allegedly said, then maybe we should unpack the impact of that and how that could be very harmful to the trans and queer communities to have those things out there. Maybe ask Marshall and Jackie if they have learned and reflected and regret making those statements. It's like none of that was present.
Yeah, and that was, for me, the biggest sort of conflict I was waiting for them to address. I know people were super excited about Irina and Micah, but they were such boring, mean girls to me that by this point of the reunion, I was just like, I don't really need Irina to come out and explain, like, why she's a mean girl. I get it. She wanted to be on TV. Yeah. Great. It worked. She did it.
Like, she was rude. We got it. We know who she is.
Yeah,
we understand.
It did give Bliss a chance to really stand by her man, and I respect her for that because I don't know that I could sit next to a man who is fully breaking down the lyrics to Leanne Womack's I Hope You Dance in a way like it is like Shakespeare. Like when Zach goes, Leanne said, there are gonna be mountains. I was just like, did he just say Leanne? Like he's on a first name
basis. Like, you have to understand, the mountains that Leanne is referring to are her parents, Bliss's parents. And I am the one who does fear the mountains in the distance. And who chooses to take the path of least resistance, which is, of course, Irina. And I think we can all see that is what those symbolize.
We all see. And then that is why. And we both hope, in the end, that we do dance. And it's just like, that's when I was like, she really has to love this nerd because she is just smiling.
And she does. That's how you know.
That's how you know. Because Tiffany had a look on her face like, how does anyone take him seriously? Tiffany looked like she just wanted to break down giggling and was stifling it. And then Bliss is just looking at him like, that's my man. I love that's my guy.
Hi, I'm Ariana Madix. Whether I'm on TV or Broadway, I live by two rules. Follow your dreams and always wear great shoes. That's why I love DSW. Must-have shoes that pair well with whatever you've dreamed up for your life. Seriously, DSW has all the shoes you need for everything, from errand days to date nights. And they're from top brands at prices you can totally brag to all your friends about. That's why I've partnered with DSW to create a collection of shoes I know you'll love. Because, let's be real, whether I'm dancing on TV, teaching you how to make the perfect cocktail in my best-selling selling book, or starting a whole new venture. It's all about the shoes. Find the shoes to do all the amazing things you do in my new collection at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
I'm glad that all three of these couples still married. Kind of wild. That was like the headline. Yeah, they got that out of the way.
Yeah, is that was the bombshell. Still married.
That was revealed in the first like 2 minutes.
Yeah. And I think let's be real about the couple we doubted the most, Kwame and Chelsea.
Correct.
And let
You doubted them? I don't understand.
I mean, I swear to God, after their wedding, when Chelsea was like, my husband, Kwame straight up rolled his eyes. Like, Kwame.
Yes. That was my reaction. I was like, oh no, Kwame's face is about to be memed.
Yeah, like as soon as he sees that Micah is single, this is done. And there they were with their like matching pink accents. And I'm going to be honest about this. After this reunion, I do believe that Kwame got a bad edit. And maybe they actually are in love.
Honestly, me too.
Okay, thank you.
I think that this reunion is the best that they've come off, especially Kwame. He seemed so much more relaxed than we've seen him. And it did make me wonder, like, given that they really only showed us conflict between the two of them, like, we barely saw them having any fun together. I was like, was this just the show not wanting us to guess who ends up together?
Yeah, because I think they had, like, you know, Tiffany and Brett, most beautiful couple in the world, absolutely amazing, absolutely boring. Like, I love the, yes, I sobbed during their wedding, love them. But same. Also, we knew what was going to happen. They had to steal his pants to create any sort of drama. I truly think the producers were just like, just give him the wrong pants. Like, just make something happen.
Oh, absolutely.
We need it for, like, the highlight reel.
And I think he knew. I think that's why he was yelling at the cameras.
Yeah.
He was like, this should not happen. I know you stole my pants. Yeah. And that's like, not cool.
He's like, this is a day of planning. And it's not even like his anger is at his friends or anyone. He's straight up like, I know production brings in our pants. So I felt like with that, they tried to find some drama. And then Jackie and Marshall was drama, but it just like fizzled out really quickly because Jackie didn't want to play the game. She was like, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
And so I think they had to find something with Chelsea and Kwame. And they just, I think, gave them both a bad edit. And they both really, I thought, did a great job in this reunion of standing their ground and being like, you didn't see this, you didn't see this. And I did love Kwame straight up being like, I love my name. I love who I am. The producers are the ones who told me not to talk about race, to do this, and to consider changing my name. And he was like, I don't know why they took out the part where I said I'm proud of who I am and my name. And I do think there were a few times when Chelsea and Kwame were like, and we saw what people were saying on the internet about this. And I was like, are they talking specifically about my tweet? Because moments where I was like, are they talking to me specifically? Because I was the one who was like, ooh, Kwame clearly has problems because he doesn't love his name.
It's hard not to feel personally called out when you're watching. Every time they're like, we saw the criticisms, and I was like, I made all of those.
I'm like, okay, so you did see what I said. Great, great.
It wasn't really for you to see, but
okay.
We were clearly led there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The producers wanted us to be like, oh, his mom like doesn't want her to take the last name and isn't like ever going to meet her. And I honestly was shocked when like his siblings came, the way the producers had set it up, it just seemed like his entire family was against this. So when his sister was so nice, I was kind of like, okay, maybe we aren't seeing all of this. But also they kept in that weird edit where he's like bragging about how great Portland is. So I think they just didn't want him to look like a sane, good person. Like,
yeah, I also think maybe he was just really drunk at that point because he's like outside the bachelor party. Like,
that's very true.
Seattle thinks it's so great, but like actually it's overpriced.
He's like, Portland has soccer.
if everything else you say makes it sound like you would rather die than move to Seattle
right.
and be with Chelsea forever, then that plays very differently than if you're in a pretty good relationship and you're like, Seattle, though, I don't know about that. Like, it just, everything was selected to play into, like, yeah, every scene between them seems like they found the exact moment where Kwame was like, I'm just not in the mood for Chelsea's whole thing right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, I'm tired and I'm distracted and I just like can't be fed a strawberry right now.
Yeah.
And if that's most of your relationship, that's a huge red flag. But other, like in a stressful, high intensity period in your life, having some of those moments is not unusual. And maybe they just got screwed. I don't know.
I think if I had seen their Calvin Klein pod date that Chelsea described, I wouldn't have been as uncomfortable with the boudoir couple shoot they made us watch.
I don't think anything could make that seem normal.
I just, because I mean, to me, the Calvin Klein made it so much like worse, like, or just like, that made it to me so clear that it was like Chelsea's like 1990s teen fantasy of like her relationship where she was like, we're going to do a Calvin Klein ad together. That's yeah. like the hottest thing we could do.
Even when she explains the date and the pod, she's like, that was our thing that we bonded over.
Calvin Klein.
I love Calvin Klein and I bought Calvin Klein's in advance for whichever guy I would meet in the pods. And I sent them to Kwame and I asked him to wear them. And I'm like, it really still sounds like Chelsea was driving the boat on yeah. the whole Calvin Klein fantasy.
And Kwame was just like, I mean, they're comfortable. So I was in. But I did at least walk away going, I do think those two are going to make it. I actually think all the couples that got married this season are like in a better place than all the couples last season. Like these couples make me go, oh, they actually like are in love with each other as people.
Yeah, I think they're good. Like I actually believe in these couples yeah. as well. I mean, and it's also always nice that we get these check-ins on Love is Blind after they've been married for some time. So you kind of figure this relationship has at least been stress tested a bit.
Yeah.
So if they say that they're happy, like,
I guess we have
they
to
probably
believe
them. Are. Yeah.
And the big sort of reveal for the reunion, since we didn't get it live, was them being like, here are some clips of the couples and how they live together. And that also did make me believe, okay, like Brett and Tiffany's was absolutely adorable. And when I saw so Zach cute. And Bliss, and Bliss, Zach was singing another song to her, I was like, okay, these two absolute weirdos are each other's soulmates. Like, dancing next to that yeah, creepy owl painting. It. Yeah, she was into it.
That's got to be a good sign.
I mean, as Irina said, the things she found repellent about Zach, Bliss loves. And yeah. that's beautiful.
One of the great moments, when Zach is singing, the camera chose to just focus on Irina's face during that entire moment. And it's like she knew she could not move. She could not make a single emotion. She just sat there like, I'm not going to get got this time. And I do, before we go, we have a little time left. I want to get into the Paul and Micah situation. That was more, I get like the biggest kind of drama that came up outside of like Jackie being boring. Paul and Micah kind of had like a showdown where Zach was like whispering in Paul's ear and Vanessa tried to make it into this big moment. But then I think we all remembered Paul and Micah are just too boring to really be drama.
I mean, it turned into this weird thing where Zach was trying to call Micah out for coming for blood while Paul was taking accountability. And it didn't really seem like either thing was happening. I was like, it doesn't yeah. seem like Paul is taking a ton of accountability. And it also doesn't seem like Micah's coming for blood. They're both just kind of mumbling a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it felt to me fair for Micah to be upset that as of Friday, she saw a person she was dating tell an international audience that she was like not fit to be a mother.
To be a mother. And that was so important.
She doesn't exude a certain intangible nurturing essence.
I think you mean intangible, yeah, ineffable quality.
And Paul just kept talking in circles that was so aggravating, where he'd kind of want to take accountability and be like, well, that's not what I meant. I just mean like, well, but then he'd be like, but also, yeah, I don't think she could be nurturing at all. And it was just like, what are you saying?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mean that. I just meant she doesn't have the ineffable quality of being nurturing that, yeah, I wanted to see in a woman who would be a mother. Okay. Yeah. It's just, it's not,
I think
you
it
know.
All boils down to like, I worded things poorly and that was so hurtful and I'm so sorry. Also, she is not nurturing.
Yeah.
And that's important in a mother. It's like, well, you basically just said it again,
just
Paul,
said it again.
So.
And then Micah just was sitting there like, okay, that did not clarify anything and I just feel worse. But it did make me go, oh, wow. She really, I think, was all in on the relationship and would have like, probably been absolutely happy married to him. Like, I do think she was just the kind of person who was like, he's cute, he's my guy, like, fine. And he just would have,
yeah,
been like, she meets the minimum requirements for what I allow in a standard female, so they're,
oh,
perfect.
Oh my god. Yeah, probably for the best that they're not,
yeah,
married. I think maybe they both need to do a little bit more self-reflection,
yeah,
growth, figuring out what it actually is that they each want from a relationship. Cause I'm not sure either of them is there. And like,
yeah,
Zach, I appreciate his loyalty, but buddy, you gotta rein it. You gotta rein it in. Your friend, this was not a good look for your friend.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought they tried to give him kind of a Cole moment where it was like, oh, everybody's like being mean to Paul, but no one was. Everyone was just,
no,
kind of like, bro, you, yeah, don't make sense.
That's
no one
was
attacking
the mildest
him.
Possible pushback that he was receiving.
Yeah.
Like, people were really just like, can you actually clarify whether you think Micah would be a bad mother? And Zach was like, that's enough.
Yeah.
I have heard this man's name dragged
through the mud. Leave my boyfriend alone. And it's just like, okay. Okay.
Down.
And at one point, I think, like, as he was about to, like, defend Paul, Bliss was like, get comfortable, baby. Like, yeah, get him, babe. Get comfortable. And I was just like, oh, God. They're too in love and disgusting to me. So I guess as a whole, we have to say this season of Love is Blind was a success, even if,
hell yeah,
the reunion was a disaster.
Disaster. But we got, you know, three marriages.
Have to wait for after the altar.
Yeah.
After the altar. Yeah. But yeah, three couples and a Josh and Jackie.
Yeah, three couples and a Josh and Jackie, who I don't believe are together. I truly believe she was like, I'll give you like $80 if you come sit in my apartment. He didn't say a word the whole time. He looked so uncomfortable.
God. She's dropping receipts left and right.
Oh, I need to
I think they're genuinely Instagram together.
I guess I need to go check her Instagram because I just was like, this, I don't trust it.
He calls himself a girl dad of
a
their
dog. That,
does that not sound like a man truly in love to you?
Josh is very much a man who would have one daughter and suddenly be like, women.
Yeah, women.
People too.
Oh my, yeah, gosh.
Okay. I don't know if you've heard. As the father of a daughter.
Of a daughter. And
women,
yeah,
are humans.
And
okay?
A female dog would get him like halfway there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. I got to go check the receipts. I know Zach mentioned receipts he posted on his Instagram. Which was actually just a very moving, touching story about his mother and,
yeah,
addiction and grace and forgiveness. Yeah. That made me go, I've been too mean to this guy.
No, I think Zach is truly, yeah, like a good human. I will say Jackie's receipts are actual receipts relevant to the,
okay,
show.
Okay.
So I would, yeah, worth checking those out.
Let's get to it, listeners. I want to thank you both for joining me. Emma Gray, Claire Fallon. Do you have anything else you want to share about the reunion? Where can people follow you?
You can find our Love is Blind recaps for the whole season, and we'll be dropping a reunion pod shortly over on our Substack, richtextclaireandemma.substack.com. You can find that. And then you can find all of our other wonderful rom-com and reality dating show content over on Love to See It, which you can get wherever you get your podcasts.
And thank you so much for having us. There's
so fun.
There's just way too much to get into in this whole reunion,
there's,
but I think we really hit the high points.
We hit the high points, and at the end of the day, what matters is the class action lawsuit we're all going to join into against Netflix, and hopefully,
exactly,
I think together we could all at least get like $15.
That's what we deserve.
I want the option to go to a website to opt in to receive a check.
A check
for $4.17. Yep.
Or even
that would be justice for me.
Yeah. Or even a PayPal deposit that takes like 25% taxes or like whatever.
I'll take an Amazon gift card. Okay. Yeah.
I want to thank my amazing guests again, Emma Gray and Claire Fallon. And make sure you go listen to Love to See It podcast because they dive deep. They're going to go all in. There was so much more we wanted to talk about with this mess. It was a tough time, and I need to thank the two of them for getting us through it. But before I let you go, let me give you some quick homework. You are going to want to watch Unstable on Netflix. All the episodes are out, and there's only 8 of them because that's what we do now with TV. We have 8 episode seasons. You know, I recently started rewatching Dance Mom for another appearance that I'll be doing. So, hey, put that on your list for homework. Dance Mom season 1, episode 1. And what I realized is the first episode, like the first season of Dance Moms is like 37 episodes. Let's bring that back. I miss that. 37 whole episodes. of that lady. Maybe not shows where ladies like yell at children, but just long seasons, that would be great. But Dance Moms really represented a place in time, debuted in 2011. I've been revisiting some old reality shows, and it's been a time. In my Paramount Plus dive, I've been revisiting True Life. You might want to check that out. I'm also going to ask you to check out Awkwafina is Nora from Queens on Comedy Central and also HBO Max because, you know, their whole, like, you know, streaming deal. But this show debuted in like 2020, and I do feel like it kind of got lost in the shuffle of COVID and just so much content. But I really, really enjoyed it. I thought the second season was even better and just got sharper, more clever. I loved the episode they did about the grandma. And how do you not love a show with Jabuki? Come on. Like, what are you doing? BD Wong? You got to get into it. So if you haven't watched Awkwafina's Nora from Queens, the next season is coming. So get ready. Get ready. Go watch the old seasons. Go watch the old episodes. Like I said, HBO Max. Again, I'm going to ask you to watch Barry. Also, a Black Lady sketch show is back. And Bob's Burgers, like I said, back from hiatus. Again, that's another show I feel like I don't need to tell you to watch. But I do want to, again, on the homework list, again, there are some you just know every week I'm telling you to watch it again. Grand Crew is one of them, and The Great North is the other. In this past weekend, they had a great episode about a bear that they thought had died, that it wasn't, but it did leave me dying of laughter. But more importantly, the episode featured Grace Freud, who is so, so funny. She's an amazing stand-up comic. She was doing some voice work in the show as just this very funny waitress. You probably know Grace from Girl God, Rick and Morty, Eric Andre Show. So, like I said, The Great North, they're doing it up with all the best people in the world who are so, so funny. So get it on your list. Go get it on your homework list. Okay. I don't need a thing to happen with The Great North, like Housebroken, where it's just on and nobody remembers, but I'm watching it. That's also on your homework list, Housebroken, because I'm not fever dreaming. Like, it's real, right? The episodes are there. I'm watching it. Like, I'm not making it up. So, TV Club, that's your final assignment. Go watch Housebroken, probably on Hulu, so that I know I'm, like, it exists. Other people see it, right? On Fox. I swear there's a new season of that show with episodes that I am watching. I want to thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode.
TV I Say with Ashley Ray. Another episode. Another episode.
TV I Say with Ashley Ray is an Earwolf production made by me, Ashley Ray Harris. It's engineered by Abby Aguilar, produced by Scott Sani, executive produced by Amelia Chapelo, and our original theme song is by Rafia. It means so much to me if you go rate, review, subscribe, follow TV I Say. Let us know what you think and tell your friends. Share with your golden girls. Tell your boys. If you love my TV recommendations, let everyone you know know. For special TV Club members, join my Patreon. And you can also find my full archive ad-free episodes of TV I Say over on Stitcher Premium. Use promo code TV I Say, all one word, for a 1-month free trial at stitcher.com/premium.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.